you introducing yourself, please, and your organisation?
Okay, my name is Aisha Bryant-Abdullah, and I'm the Strategic Partnerships Manager of the Asian Resource Centre of Croydon.
I'm going to count you in. 3, 2, 1.
Last year, we were fortunate enough to be funded by the Community Fund from Croydon Local Authority. And the principle behind the Community Fund was built on some... Here we go.
The principle behind the Community Fund
was built on the outcomes that came from the Opportunity and Fairness Commission and Ambitious for Croydon. There's a focus on the outcomes, which were to be a vibrant, responsible and connected communities, a connected borough where no one is isolated, supporting residents towards better times and leaving no child behind and finding homes for all. We put together a bid at the Asian Resource Centre of Croydon that would actually reflect some of the work that our partners do in the community. And we formed a partnership and put a bid in, and we were fortunate enough to be supported. We ought to say the reality, because four of those where we cut back, we had to deliver like the digital inclusion. So it's 15.
So maybe you could start with, we have 15 partners.
So I think I should talk about the gold.
If you'd like to talk about the golden threads now.
The framework for the Community Fund is made up of golden threads. That is, promoting volunteering, grassroots response, asset-based methodology, partnership working, and advancing equality.
3, 2, 1.
We engaged with 15 of our partners and we put forward a successful bid. This bid had four elements which covered health and well-being, domestic abuse and sexual violence, young people and positive parenting, and... Stop it.
3, 2, 1.
We put forward a bid that had four elements covering some of the issues that we had knowledge were issues within the Asian communities of Croydon. And the first being financial and digital inclusion, and then domestic abuse and sexual violence, followed by health and well-being, and young people and parenting.
All right, so now, if you're going to talk about, could you talk about ABCD for me and how you're using it in the as a methodology for managing the the programme. Okay, right.
In the formation of the bid, we weaved the methodology of asset-based community development throughout. And to give you an example of that, we have a community builder trainer that visits each of our partners and works with them to develop community connectors, to develop a training programme to support those connectors in becoming community builders. So by the end of the third year, the resultive outcome will be that we will have community builders within every partner agency.
Just the result would be? So at the end of year three, the result would be?
At the end of year three, the result will be we will have a community builder trained in each of the partner agencies.
I'm going to start recording now. Can I ask you to talk about the outcomes of the project over the first year?
Well, these are really the quantitative outputs. They're not so much the outcomes, because the outcomes are qualitative in that, you know, the people that have attended these projects have made friends and increased their social inclusion and have learnt new skills and, you know, feel their health and well-being they're better informed and they feel happier and healthier. So a lot of the outcomes are actually qualitative, but on a quantitative level, we had targets, for example, of our health and well-being element of perhaps 20 people attending in a year to the luncheon club, Eastern Oasis. By the first quarter, 514 people had attended, and the second quarter, that's decreased a little bit because in June we had Ramadan, so the numbers fell away a little bit because people were fasting, weren't going to the luncheon club. But you can see how much 441 people, when our target was 20 people, how popular this project is.
Steady. We're going to talk now about Eastern Oasis.
Eastern Oasis comes under the element that we're... Eastern Oasis comes under our health and wellbeing element. And in March, they had a total of 540 people attending. This dropped down a little bit in June to 441 because of Ramadan, people weren't attending the luncheon group. But over a period of 6 months, that's 955 people have attended this project. Our target was originally 20 people per annum. So you can see how far we've exceeded that target, and the project has attracted such inclusion.
Right, explain what Eastern Oasis is.
Eastern Oasis is a luncheon club that happens in Thornton Heath twice a week, and you'll actually be seeing a small Vimeo of the group talking about the project.
Can you also mention it's part of it's one of your partners, and it's under the health and wellbeing section. So, yes, could you tell me about Eastern Oasis?
Yeah, Eastern Oasis is one of our partners that is a luncheon club in Thornton Heath and comes under our health and wellbeing projects. It meets twice a week and has attracted, in the first 3 months of the year, 514 people had lunch there. By June, this had dropped down a little bit to 441 people because of Ramadan and people weren't attending the luncheon club. However, you can see 955 people over a period of 6 months is an amazing attendance, and especially when our target for this project was 20 for the year.
Yes, if you could mention that now about seeing something.
Later on in the presentation, you'll get the opportunity to hear directly from our partners about this project.
Okay, so if you'd like to tell us about the tutoring then.
Tutoring Today is a partner project that comes under the young people and positive parenting. What we found was some parents aren't able to support their children in the English curriculum. They didn't understand the system.
I'd like to resume and tell me about Tutoring Today.
Tutoring Today is another of our partner projects that deals with helping parents understand the English curriculum so that they can support their children more, and giving the children additional tuition so that they can prepare for 11 plus exams. So we have 10 young children between the ages of 8 and 10 that have meet weekly and have tuition in maths and English.
Does that sound all right as a way of introducing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of our projects that falls under domestic abuse and sexual violence came about because we were aware that people were not using the mainstream agencies. It's a big deal in Asian communities to actually report this kind of behaviour. So we wanted to provide somewhere where people experiencing domestic abuse or sexual violence could go in a discreet manner and get some support.
Okay, we've got about 20 seconds.
Our partner agency delivers a drop-in on a weekly basis, and we also have film showings to raise awareness of domestic abuse and honour killings.